ABC Radio Australia.
Well, farmers in Fiji say they're struggling to cope with an extended dry spell, with those in the industry say has drastically cut production levels. It's not officially a drought, though, but some say it's been enough to push some farmers over the edge, with one mental health worker saying it's believed two young farmers recently committed suicide. Across the country, people are being urged to conserve water as millions of litres of water this week were shipped to the islands for schools and healthcare centres. While it's been Fiji's dry season the past few months, those on the ground say it's been worse this year.
Before we used to have rain, but some little rain, eh?
Muhammad Jamal manages the company Mangare Exports, which buys fresh produce from around 100 farmers. But he says it's been a struggle in recent weeks.
It's very hard. We can't get the volume now. It's getting lower and lower now. And the drought is getting worse.
Actually, there is no drought in terms of its technical definition.
Ravin Kumar is the director of Fiji's Meteorological Service. He says while it's not technically a drought, it certainly has been extremely dry.
Coming in June and in the middle of June, we started to see that the rainfall was significantly reduced. And from then on, July was very, very dry, and the trend continued into August. When we don't get rain for 30 days, 40 days, even 60 days, then certainly it starts to have an impact, especially on those areas where the crude crops are with the shallow rooting systems, as well as those that are dependent on rainwater harvest.
And the forecast for the next 2 months isn't much better. Ravin Kumar says it's predicted to be normal to below normal rainfall for the next 2 months. Exporter Muhammad Jamal says the majority of farmers don't have irrigation systems in place and they need help.
When I go to the farm, the farmers run to me, they just ask for help for irrigation. And I demanded to the agriculture side, but they don't have any backup system. I can see it's a severe drought.
The Fiji Meteorological Service's Ravin Kumar says it's a good idea for farmers to do more drought-proofing of their activities for the longer term to help adapt to climate change.
It's a good idea that we adapt to the drier conditions, and as the climate patterns grips on with the climate change and global warming, then we may see that the dry season could be more severe, and we need to develop or build resilience to these drier conditions year in, year out.
Matthew Nalavankandua, who works with the group Youth Champs for Mental Health, says it's not just technical help that farmers need, though. He's worried about the impact on farmers' mental health.
We know of two farmers, young farmers who are youth, who both completed suicide.
Fiji wouldn't be alone, though. In countries like Australia, the United States and India, farmers die by suicide at much higher rates than the non-farmer population.
Apparently both were fit, making good money. There was no reason at all for them to do this. But one thing they both had in common was the land where they had planted their crops on. The soil had become really hard, which had damaged the crops. So without them talking to anyone, which we don't know the complete story, but both farmers completed suicide, and they're in their 20s.
Exporter Muhammad Jamal says he wasn't aware of the reported deaths, but he says the situation is dire.
The farmers are facing really, really big problems on this, and it's very hard, and they said they don't have any alternative.
But he's optimistic that with some government assistance, Fijian farmers will bounce back.
There's still time for them to revive, because if they get the backup systems, even the government or even the agriculture side can go out and give them water pumps and irrigation set up for the irrigation system pipes and all those things, that they can cope up.